With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is publicly releasing thousands of hours of footage, some of it with sensitive material, from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some of the video has already been released by the congressional committee that investigated the 2021 attack at the Capitol. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's move will make the sounds and sights public. He says it will provide millions of Americans and criminal defendants the ability to see for themselves what happened that day. Although he says some faces will be blurred and clues about the building would be withheld. Critics have warned the videos show how the rioters breached the building and the routes to get lawmakers to safety. Information they say should be withheld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Ethics Committee Chair Michael Guest of Mississippi introduced a resolution on Friday to expel fellow Congressman George Santos of New York less than 24 hours after the panel published its scathing report on the embattled lawmaker.
The five-page resolution outlines the Ethics Committee's long-awaited report on its sweeping investigation into Santos, which found, quote, substantial evidence that the freshman congressman violated federal criminal laws. It also cited the 23 federal criminal charges the New York Republican faces. Guests could call the expulsion measure to the floor as a privileged resolution when the House reconvenes after Congress's Thanksgiving recess. The vote would mark the third attempt to oust Santos. Edwin Mora, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up a point, the NASDAQ rose 11, the S&P 500 advanced 5, oil up $2.99 to $75.89 a barrel. This is SRN News. Nigeria tops the 2023 Persecutors of the Year report from International Christian Concern.
In the last 20 years, probably upwards, no one knows the real number, but upwards of 100,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamists. Again, over the last 20 years. And then there's 3.5 million farmers that have been pushed off their land. The land has been stolen.
ICC President Jeff King says the frustrating thing is the lack of action by the regime.
The problem in Nigeria is that the Islamists are in the government. They're aiding and abetting. And so for some reason, they can never find these guys. They never attack, etc. There's inaction and excuses.
He's urging the Biden administration to put pressure on Nigeria, where about half of the population is Christian. He says if nothing is done, civil war is bound to break out in the not-too-distant future. More at persecution.org. This is SRN News. There's good news for panda lovers in America.
They've received a much-needed injection of hope as Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government is ready to continue lending the black-and-white icons to American zoos. But it isn't certain when or where the new pandas might be coming, though Xi gave a giant hint that California zoo-goers, especially those in San Diego, might have reason to celebrate. Currently, the only pandas in America are at the Atlanta Zoo, after Washington's National Zoo sent its three pandas to China last week as its loan agreement expired. John Scott reporting.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is in hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. That according to the Carter Center. A statement Friday said the 96-year-old is at home with former President Jimmy Carter, who is now 99. The couple have been married for 77 years. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.